This is Pop Culture Reflections, the podcast about all things pop culture from the 80s, the 90s, and beyond. And proud member of the You Run Podcast Network. Check out all previous episodes of this show and all the other great members of the network at YouRunPodcast.com. Ladies and gentlemen, my people, today we're doing a musical artist retrospective. And to do this, and I'm not sure if my dog in the background is unhappy about that, because I've never really gotten a good read on his take on this band. But when it comes to this band, it's one of my favorite bands. It's one of the most important artists of my lifetime. I'm talking about the band Radiohead. Now, when I decided to do this, I re-listened to some Radiohead albums. And trust me when I say I've listened to many of their albums so many times. But I wanted to really think more about my feelings on the band, and a lot of that stuff is as meaningful to me today as it was the first time I heard it, obviously probably even more so, let's face it. So that's what made me decide to do this. Now, I know this episode can be, on this topic, could be a little bit polarizing, because I think a lot of people either really like Radiohead or are completely indifferent, maybe don't really know much about their work and have really never decided to jump into it. So I'm not sure how this will be received, but I'm going to go for it anyhow. So I'm going to get into my personal thoughts on the band, what they mean to me, and I'm going to rank some of the categories of Radiohead, but I'm going to start by giving you some facts about the band. So Radiohead are an English rock band formed in Abingdon, Oxfordshire in 1985. They comprise of Tom York on vocals, guitar, piano, and keyboards. Brothers Johnny Greenwood on guitar, keyboards, other instruments, and his brother Colin Greenwood on bass. Ed O'Brien on guitar and backing vocals, and Philip Selway on drums and percussion. Radiohead signed to EMI in 1991 and released their debut album, Pablo Honey, in 1993. Their debut single, Creep, was a worldwide hit, and their popularity and critical standing rose with the Bends in 1995. They've released 9 studio albums and 1 live album. They have received 3 Grammy Awards for Best Alternative Music Album for OK Computer in 98, Kid A in 2001, and In Rainbows in 2009. Their Grammy Award nominations for Album of the Year for OK Computer, Kid A, and In Rainbows. The band has sold over 30 million albums worldwide. OK Computer, released in 1997, was their highest selling album, which sold over 7 million copies worldwide. 5 Radiohead albums have been included in Rolling Stone's The 500 Greatest Albums of All Time lists. Radiohead were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. So, a lot of great accomplishments, a lot of great acclaim for this band. And now, this band, Radiohead, is my favorite band. But when I make that statement, I have to ask myself, why? Why is Radiohead my favorite band? Well, let's start with my deeper appreciation for music in general. Music exists in the atmosphere and in our consciousness for most of us in the free world, and in some form or another in most corners of the world. Humans consume music in a variety of ways and for a variety of reasons, whether it's for entertainment or motivation, emotional or therapeutic, to pass the time, or to clear our heads. But the most common denominator is we all listen to music to feel something. That's right, all music makes us feel something. And, I mean, let's face it, it could be joy or pain, love or hate, calm or just distress, melancholy or jubilation, but we feel something. That's the guarantee with music. We might put music on to work out, to dance, to take a drive. We may listen to feel motivated or nostalgic or energized or angry or pumped up. It could be so many things. Now, when I was 16, music started speaking to me more profoundly than other stages earlier in my life. At that time, Jimi Hendrix, Dave Matthews, Stevie Ray Vaughan, The Doors, The Rolling Stones, these were some of the artists that spoke to me around this time. Eventually, when I found Radiohead, they struck a musical chord inside of me. Now, I didn't immediately connect with the band, not way back in 93 when I, like most, had known the song Creep and seen the video. At that time, didn't mean a whole lot to me. They were just like pretty much any other artist at that time, from my perspective. Now, I also remember sometime in the late 90s, a friend of mine had one of those compilation CDs, that thing that was called Now That's What I Call Music. I'm sure you guys remember them. And on this one particular volume, and I don't know which volume it was, but on this one particular volume was Radiohead's Karma Police from OK Computer. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and say that the moment I heard that song that I was all in on Radiohead yet, but I do remember really liking the song. But it was still a few years before I would connect with Radiohead as a whole. It was sometime in 2001 when I was watching this television documentary program. I don't remember the name. I don't even remember the concept. But what I remember is there was a guy who was talking to his girlfriend. I think it was during dinner. And he said about checking out the new Radiohead album, which on that television series program, I think at the time it would have been Amnesiac. And hearing that struck interest in me. I thought again about Radiohead, about hearing Karma Police, about being interested in the band. And I decided at that time I was going to do what that guy was going to do. I was going to check out Radiohead. Not just the new album, I was going to just check out Radiohead in general. Now, fast forward to today, I have a tattoo of the Crier from the album cover of Amnesiac on my arm. That's right. The reason I do is because my first real connection to Radiohead came from the album Amnesiac, which was their follow-up to Kid A, which is an album that is arguably one of their best albums. Listening to Amnesiac hit me instantly. I loved how, at the time, it sounded unlike anything I had listened to previously. I enjoyed its experimental nature, its coldness, its blankness, its aloofness. Yes, stop with the big words, my man. I get it. Thom Yorke's voice for me was distant, right? But it was also both angelic and robotic at times. I can't quite explain it. It was just, for me, at that time, unlike anything else. I hadn't gone outside the box enough with music. At that time, I was just really, like, digging classic rock, okay? That was the big thing for me, but this was nothing like that. I loved the tranquility of Pyramid Song and the grogginess of You and Whose Army. I loved the eagerness and the urgency and ambition of I Might Be Wrong and Knives Out. Dollars and Cents and Life in a Glass House are so alarming and musical. I love them so much. This, right there. In 2001, this was the moment in my life at the age of 20 that I knew I had found an artist that would shape the rest of my life going forward. I think we've all been there when we've discovered an artist for ourselves. A lot of times we almost want to take ownership of that artist like it's our band. And by no means do I think that Radiohead is my band, but it's definitely a band that has defined my life. And I know this may sound grandiose, but I'm telling you, after 23 years, I can confirm that this thought was accurate, because they have meant just about everything. I, at that time, seeked out everything Radiohead. I bought all their albums. I eventually downloaded some versions of B-sides as well. This episode on this band is about my thoughts and retrospective on what is my favorite band. So, you can't talk about Radiohead without talking about their discography, right? About their albums. So going back to that debut, Pablo Honey, it has some decent tracks, but overall it's benign and pedestrian for a debut. And I know it sounds kind of harsh for my favorite band, but I've never really connected with Pablo Honey. And although it has some good tracks, I think we could probably all agree that those of us that have listened to it can say that it is not even close to extraordinary. Now, The Bends, their sophomoric effort, is a melodic and pure rock album that I'll always have a soft spot for. The Bends also displays some early signs of Thom Yorke's impressive vocal abilities. If you don't believe me, just go to that album and listen to the song Bulletproof, I Wish I Was. Now, OK Computer, their third studio album and follow-up to The Bends, is a masterpiece. An absolute masterpiece that was unlike The Bends. It proved that once again the band had ambition and didn't want to do the same thing. Now, I'll talk a little bit more about OK Computer in a minute, but what about Kid A? Kid A is Radiohead's magnum opus. I've always compared it to being their Dark Side of the Moon. And I hate to do that because, again, as much as I love Pink Floyd, Radiohead is my favorite album. Is my favorite band, sorry. Okay, so Amnesiac comes up, and it is their underrated follow-up, as I said earlier. And then Hail to the Thief is a politically charged rock album with some bangers and great highs and probably their closest musical style to The Bends. Then came In Rainbows, a more mature, straightforward, and accessible masterpiece. King of Limbs was just kind of there for most people, but it certainly lended itself well to live performances, as I did go and see Radiohead during their King of Limbs tour, and I'm telling you, it was amazing. A Moon-Shaped Pool was their last original album released up to this point, when it was released in 2016, and possibly their most seductive sound. So that is the core of Radiohead. But I ask again, why is Radiohead my favorite band? What is it? So how do I define it? So I guess I could say it's quality of music. That's certainly an aspect of it. But not just the studio work, the depth of skills and techniques that they display, but also how perfect their music translates to live performance is something to behold, and proves their musical superiority. It's definitely the music, the songs, the beats, the riffs, and the anthems. But it's also the full album tones and themes and concepts, for sure. Is there a band out there that executed this any better? Certainly, they're in good company with acts like Pink Floyd, The Beatles, and The Who in this category. I think what I appreciate the most, and the thing I point to when defending them as one of the greatest bands ever, is their versatility and their evolution. If you're truly paying attention, they have never made the same album twice. I had referred to that earlier. Their music is so layered and deep and thick. They were never content with being average. They always stayed true to their musical desires. They seemingly never did it for commercial success. And I think that is proved by their release of In Rainbows in 2008, when they released it digitally and said that the consumer could pay whatever they wanted for it. Now, they certainly never did this for the critics. They never cared what critics thought of them. and they have maintained true to their fans and to their music their entire careers. On top of that, they've always maintained relevance and intrigue. They show some of their influences in their music, yet somehow always make everything their own, and somehow so singular. I don't think you can listen to Radiohead and not think of them as a unique artist. I really don't. Well, I want to jump into some categories, but before that I do that, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear about another member of the great You Run Podcast Network, and then we'll be back and I'll jump into some categories all about Radiohead. Right now, I want to talk to you about another great member of the You Run Podcast Network. It is the Ghoulish Gallery. If you are like me and love to hear about urban legends and local lore and spooky stories and talk about cryptids and all that stuff and have fun doing it, well, then you got to check out the Ghoulish Gallery because it fits that need tremendously. So go right now to YouRunPodcast.com and check it out now. You won't be sorry. All right, we are back. So, Radiohead. Start thinking about this band and some categories that I could break down some rankings about their music. So I have a few categories. I'm going to start with signature song. So when it comes to a band, I think we could say that they all have a signature song. Now, I don't know that we can all agree with what that signature song is. Some might say it's the song that they are most known for, and I guess in that case it would be Creep. But I don't think that's a good example. What I classify as a band's signature song is the song that maybe best represents who they are as a musician, as an act, as a band. So for me, my pick for their signature song has got to be Paranoid Android from OK Computer. Whether it's the three distinct parts or the quintessential sound, the concept and the writing and the music video, the amazing animated music video. This song may be the best example of what the band is all about in totality. On top of all of that, people, it's a great fucking song. I would recommend that you all go out and listen to it if you haven't before. Okay, next category. My picks for their best obscure tracks. Now, for those who don't know of Radiohead's work, you could probably say that the vast majority of their tracks are obscure. But I think, for the most part, those who have listened to a little bit of Radiohead do know certain songs. So what I decided to do is pick three of the best songs, or three of my favorite songs from albums that are a little bit more overlooked. These are either the tracks that are simply overlooked by people, or simply just not talked about enough. My picks: Black Star from the Bends, Climbing Up the Walls, and that's such an eerie song, such a great, eerie, and aggressive, and scary song, Climbing Up the Walls from OK Computer. And then there's the Give Up the Ghost, which is, it's from King of Limbs, and I got the opportunity to see this song done live, and another great example of Thom Yorke's vocal range. It's a great haunting track. Okay, next up, my pick for their best B-side track. So a B-side obviously is a track that is put on a single, .45, and there are a lot of great ones, but the one that I have always loved is a song called Fog. It's from the Knives Out single from August 6, 2001. I love the ominous yet calm and comforting sound of the vocal and the instrumental. I've always been surprised that it wasn't a proper album track, as it is very accessible. I guess when you listen to it, maybe it doesn't quite flow with the rest of the Amnesiac album, but it really is a great, great album. I'm sorry, a really great track. Okay, Next up, my favorite tracks from Radiohead. This one's tough because I'm leaving out a lot of great music by this band, but these are just three songs that have always been on heavy rotation for me, I've always gone back to, and I have always loved. Starting with Reckoner from In Rainbows, this includes some of York's best vocals. It's an uplifting sound and possibly their best live song. Next up, Lucky from OK Computer, just an amazing rock song. This is the track that when I heard it for the first time, I knew I'd always love this band. And then Myxomatosis from Hail to the Thief. This is an absolute banger. I love the aggression and the urgency of this track. This is the track that I would play for someone that doesn't know of Radiohead. Yes, I said Paranoid Android is their signature song, but for some reason, Myxomatosis is so fucking cool and so catchy and such a great beat that I just think any music lover would love this track. And for a funny side note, I, being a wrestling fan, I remember thinking when I heard this song and I listened to it repeatedly over the years, that this would have made a great entrance song as a wrestler. Don't ask me why. I'm probably one of the only people that would pick a Radiohead song for an entrance music, but I've always loved it. All right, a couple more categories. My favorite album. Maybe it doesn't come as any surprise, but my favorite album is OK Computer, and I feel like that's just kind of a go-to for Radiohead fans, but it really is a great album. And not just a great album, it's leads itself well to repeat listens. This album, to me, defines Radiohead. I think this is their best blend of creativity and rock music. I'm going to give you an interesting backstory to this album, too. So for nearly 4 months in 2002, every Sunday, I listened to this album in its entirety. This was my religion at that time. I know, bizarre, right? Used to drive my mom nuts because it was the last year, I think, that I still lived with my mom, and she thought I was a lunatic for sure. Okay, my pick for their best album. No, I don't think it's OK Computer. I think there's an argument that could be made, but I think their best album is Kid A. Kid A is absolute perfection. This is their most fully realized album. I have referred to OK Computer earlier as... I actually referred to Kid A as the band's Dark Side of the Moon. And I would say OK Computer is like their wall, right? And again, I hate to compare them to Pink Floyd. It's just something that's always come to mind when I think about it. And then lastly, my pick for their most underrated album, it has to be Amnesiac. I don't think it's just my personal connection to the album. I've listened to it even recently, and this album just holds up really fucking well. It's been shit on by a lot of people for being like Kid A's rejects, because these tracks were recorded during the same session as Kid A when they were thinking about making Kid A a double album, but it just has such a fresh and confident sound that even still is uniquely different than Kid A. So I stand behind Amnesiac very much, and probably always will. The funny thing is, for a while, I kind of ranked In Rainbows as a better album than Amnesiac, but that's changed over the years. I really have grown to love Amnesiac even more on its own. So there you have it. All about Radiohead, my favorite band. I hope I did justice for all the reasons they're my favorite band. I have listened to The Smile, which is Johnny Greenwood and Tom York's new band and new musical venture, but I like it, but it's a different sound. It's definitely more mature. It's not too far removed from a Moonshaped Pool, I would say, but I'm one of those people, you know, that hopes one day Radiohead comes back together. I would love to watch another tour. If we never get another album, if nothing else, I would just love to see them live again. I hope any of you that have never listened to Radiohead or maybe just listened to a little bit of them, I hope maybe I inspired some of you to just check out some of the stuff. I'm going to have on the episode notes a link to a playlist that I will have put together of some of the essential Radiohead tracks that I would recommend someone who doesn't know a whole lot about their work to check out. So if you want to and you don't want to have to go and dig into some tracks yourself, I've conveniently put that link for you to Spotify that you can do that. So hopefully you do and hopefully you enjoy it. Any of you that have any feedback on your thoughts on Radiohead or any of their tracks that you do know, please feel free to reach out to the show. You can email me at popreflectionspod@gmail.com or come on to social media and give me a shout on X at popcultrefpod or on Instagram at popcultureflectionspodcast. Once again, if you enjoy this show, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It helps to get this podcast out to more listeners, which I would greatly appreciate. I want to thank all of you for joining me again. I appreciate all of you, and I will talk to you again real soon.